Changing the past. Time is one of the great mysteries of the universe. We are all swept up in the river of time against our will. Around AD 400, St. Augustine wrote extensively about the paradoxical nature of time. How can the past and future be when the past no longer is and the future is not yet? As for the present, if it were always present and never moved on to become the past, it would not be time, but eternity. If we take St. Augustine's logic further, we see that time is not possible, since the past is gone, the future does not exist, and the present exists only for an instant. St. Augustine then asked profound theological questions about how time must influence God, questions that are relevant even today. If God is omnipotent and all-powerful, he wrote, then is he bound by the passing of time? In other words, does God, like the rest of us mortals, have to rush because he is late for an appointment? St. Augustine eventually concluded that God is omnipotent and hence cannot be constrained by time and would therefore have to exist outside of time. Although the concept of being outside of time seems absurd, it's one idea that is recurring in modern physics, as we will see. Like St. Augustine, all of us have at some time wondered about the strange nature of time and how it differs from space. If we can move forward and backward in space, why not in time? All of us have also wondered what the future may hold for us, in the time beyond our years. Humans have a finite lifetime, but we are intensely curious about events that will happen long after we are gone. Although our longing to travel in time is probably as ancient as humanity, apparently, the very first written time travel story is Memoirs of the 20th Century, written in 1733 by Samuel Madden, about an angel from the year 1997 who journeys over 250 years into the past to give documents to a British ambassador that describe the world of the future. There would be many more such stories. The 1838 short story Missing One's Coach, an Anachronism, written anonymously, is about a person waiting for a coach who suddenly finds himself 1,000 years in the past. He meets a monk from an ancient monastery and tries to explain to him how history will progress for the next 1,000 years. Afterward, he suddenly finds himself just as mysteriously transported back to the present, except that he has missed his coach. Even the 1843 Charles Dickens novel, A Christmas Carol, is a kind of time travel story, since Ebenezer Scrooge is taken into the past and into the future to witness the world before the present and after his death. In American literature, the first appearance of time travel dates back to Mark Twain's 1889 novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. A 19th century Yankee is wrenched backward through time to wind up in King Arthur's Court in AD 528. He is taken prisoner and is about to be burned at the stake. But then he declares he has the power to blot out the sun, knowing that an eclipse of the sun would happen on that very day. When the sun is eclipsed, the mob is horrified and agrees to set him free and grant him privileges in exchange for the return of the sun.